Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome to hour number two of the Good Afternoon Guy. We're broadcasting live from the Allo Communications Studios. The Good Afternoon Guy show brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Give them a call for all of your heating and air conditioning needs at 970-356-7072. I'm Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. Thank you for allowing us into your car, into your home, wherever you happen to be listening. We thank you very much for that. Rockies tonight, Washington. Who's pitching for the Rockies? Is it Goomber? I don't know how to say his name. It's not Goober. I know all Rockies fans right now are going, shut up, you idiot. He's 1-2 on the year, though, 3.86 ERA. Not too bad. See if he can turn things around tonight. He'll be taking on Corbin, who is 0-4 for Washington, and let's hope we can make that 0-5 tonight. Avalanche, oh boy, we could go on and on about that. What an incredible victory, 7-2. They only allowed two goals, and the Rockies only scored two runs. So, I mean, the Avalanche outscored the Rockies by five last night, and let's see if that continues throughout this series. The way the Avalanche looked last night, it's going to be hard for the Rockies to score as many runs as the Avalanche are going to score goals, but I'm going to kind of watch that each night. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question today is, who is the greatest rock and roll guitarist of all time? I would love to hear from you. There have been so many great ones. Yeah, now we're getting requests for Chet Atkins. Now that somebody had requested that one and said that Eastside Chris had thrown in Chet Atkins, anybody who knows his playing knows that he is one of the most amazing guitarists, flat out, no genre specified. This dude, obviously one of the greatest of all time. My favorite, the guy who I think is the best rock and roll guitarist of all time, there's many arguments, and I could go in many directions, but Eddie Van Halen is the dude for me. He reinvented that sound. I just love the look of his guitar, the coolness, just the swagger he brought. Huge Van Halen fan, and Eddie Van Halen, to me, is the greatest rock and roll guitarist of all time. Lay it on me. Who do you think it was? Now, speaking of rock and roll, I was just reading the list of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, those that are going to get in. The first time has been the charm. Here's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should just be called the Music Hall of Fame, because it ain't got a damn thing to do about rock and roll. There are so many acts that get in there that are not rock and roll artists. I mean, that's great. Have a music museum, the history of music, the Music Hall of Fame, and no matter what, you can fit in there. There's a Country Music Hall of Fame, which is very much country music. Country music artists get into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Rock and roll, when you look at who's getting in, Dolly Parton. Okay, never released a rock and roll record. I love Dolly to pieces. She's wonderful. Is she as deserving as people like Grandmaster Flash and other ones that are in there? Hell yeah. If you're going that way, then yes. But Dolly Parton, no, should not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Duran Duran, I wouldn't even classify that as rock and roll. It was a different sound. It was the new wave. It was that sound in the 80s. That's not rock and roll. Eminem is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Eminem is not rock and roll. I mean, it's got the what you might call the rock and roll spirit, rock and roll attitude, that kind of thing. I can get that, but not rock and roll. Lionel Richie. What the hell? Lionel Richie. What has he ever released that even is remotely rock and roll? Nothing. It doesn't fit. Carly Simon. You're So Vain. Great. Easy listening. Wonderful 70s songs. Are they rock and roll? I got to say no, not by my definition. Let's see, first-time nominees like Pat Benatar and the Eurythmics, they are getting in to the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to all of them. There's seven new entrants in the performer category from a list of 17 nominees, also joined by Judas Priest. That's rock and roll. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, they get the Musical Excellence Award, and they created that new jack sound that was very popular when, you know, like Prince and The Time and those kind of things. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis with Janet Jackson and that type of sound. Again, I've said nothing that sounds remotely rock and roll. You know, Harry Belafonte, Early Influence Award. Come, Mr. Tallyman, Tallyman Banana. That's rock and roll. This one gets me a bit. The induction is going to be held November 5th in Los Angeles. I take my rock and roll seriously. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, while I'd love to go there, I don't hold a lot of credence in the people who get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I think it's very different. Speaking of different, I feared this when the Will Smith thing happened, that comedians could become open game. Did you see the clip of Dave Chappelle getting attacked on stage? Where he's on stage doing his stand-up set. He's on tour with Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle's up there, and all of a sudden somebody comes out of the audience and attacks him, tackles him down. Dude had a knife and a gun on him. He got pulled around to the backstage. Dave Chappelle shook it off, and then Chris Rock actually came out on stage and said, "Was that Will Smith?" And I mean, that's playing off of the situation right there. But that's scary stuff. That's got to make any entertainer just cringe a bit. It's always, you know, people always wonder when they go to see a show or anything, why did the entertainer seem like such a jerk? You know, a lot of times you'll get that. Look, when you're out there and you're dealing with the general public is not the safest place in the world anymore. So I hate seeing things like this happen. Believe me, there's many times I've wanted to jump up and just tackle somebody, but you just can't do it. But yeah, that went down, and I just hope that is not the sign of things to come in that entertainment field. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive into some of the worst Mother's Day gifts ever. See if any of us have been guilty of giving any of these items. We'll talk about that next. And if you are looking for that item for mom, head on down to see Linda Winter at Accessories with a Flair and Hair. There's still time. She's in downtown Greeley at 8th and 8th. Just look for that red awning and look for Linda. She'll be inside with all that great Western dress, fun accessories, outstanding hats, and the perfect gift. If you're having trouble, ask Linda. She can help you out and even help you out to get that Mother's Day gift. Go and see her today at 8th and 8th in downtown Greeley, Accessories with a Flair and Hair. More coming with a Good Afternoon Guy next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, 15 minutes after 4. Welcome back to the show. A little cool, a little rainy, a little chilly, great sleeping weather. It's not a three-dog night, but you might want one of them. Get the tie in there. Oh, I'm killing me over here. Thanks for joining us. I am the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. So many things going on today. It's the May the 4th Be With You Day. I noticed that every store I went into today, there was Star Wars stuff everywhere. And plus, they're getting ready to launch that Obi-Wan Kenobi six-part series or whatever that's going to be coming out as well. So Star Wars on a lot of people's brains today. This is the day when a lot of folks will get together and watch Star Wars movies and do all those kind of things. I know that in the past, before there were like 83 of them, I would try to watch the Star Wars movies occasionally on the 4th of May. If you are going to try to watch all of them, in what order would you do it? We'll solve that little mystery a little bit later on. But also, we know that coming up on Sunday, it is Mother's Day. Mother's Day right around the corner. And right now, a lot of people just got in shock and a cold sweat, realizing they hadn't thought about Mother's Day yet or what to do for mom or what to get mom. Well, here's what not to get mom. According to a website called Brit.co, they ask mothers from around the country the absolute worst Mother's Day gift ever. And 14 women sounded off on their worst gift. Andrea from Rochester, New York said, a wee fit 12 days after having my first baby. It's been 9 years and I'm still bitter. Bad gift. The Wii Fit. Now, have you ever used a Wii Fit, Ryan?
Yeah, they're so much fun. But that's really shady.
It is. The Wii Fit is fun when you're doing the skiing or you can do all these different kind of things. But it weighs you every time you get on. And it had a sense of humor because I had gotten on it once and then hadn't gotten on for quite some time. And in that time, it packed on a few pounds. I stepped on the Wii Fit, and I am not kidding you, it actually went... It was programmed to make a noise that if you got on and you were too heavy, it actually went, and I was going to beat the hell out of it. Worst Mother Day gifts. Emily from Denver says a sink full of dishes. Yeah, that wouldn't go over. Katie from London, nothing. I took his lovely mom to lunch, though, so she got something at least. Adriana from El Paso, Texas. Windshield wiper fluid. That I had to pour in myself, too. What in the hell are you thinking, dude? Nisha from Denver, a coupon for birth control. There's a nice Mother's Day gift. Amy from Nashville said a pillow and socks that both read Drama Queen. My mother qualified that she bought them for my 40-something self, 40-something self because I did plays in middle school. I cry bullcrap on that. That was a message from your mother-in-law. Georgie from Tulsa says, it was decided that we'd all, spouses and kids, go to an event that I had to pay for with my very last dollars. It was the worst. Holly of Denver says he got me an edible arrangement, which was so sweet because I love sweets. And then he let the kids eat it all when I was having my night out for that night. I got one damn piece. let's see. Annie from Winnipeg. Nothing. Literally nothing. Not even a happy Mother's Day. I was a sad little girl that day. Better than Siri from Louisville, Colorado, who said, I got a booger on a piece of paper that said, love you, Mom. Anna from Asheville, North Carolina. My mother once received a hunting dog from my father. She doesn't hunt. Yet another nail in the coffin of their marriage. I can see that. Roxanne from Parker, Colorado. I get socks and 1 year a hand sander. Hubby's decisions, not my kids. They're still too little to make this dumb of a choice. Jessica from Lincoln, California. When your hubby doesn't do anything that year, probably the worst, just saying, this is why I now buy anything I want on these special occasions. Don't leave it up to chance. And Jamie from Denver, the worst, the silk single rose from the gas station just so he could say he got me something. Yep, I know there's a lot of them, and there's a lot of dudes who do stop and get that wooden rose on the corner from the vendor as well. And don't get the bear that says, you know, thinking of you or anything like that. A bear holding a heart is not a great idea either, unless that heart is stuffed with cash. All right, so just some tips. All right, now coming up for you, you're going to dive into, we've got some entertainment news, a couple of new TV shows that are popping out that kind of grab my interest. We're also going to get into the Star Wars talk of how to watch all of them in order, and I've got some very bad Star Wars jokes, plus what day is it is coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Drizzle, next day, overpay, no flight, can't ride, sing songs, new night, Duncan's in the game again, I'm crying.
join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. That takes me back to holding my little transistor radio that was shaped like some new age ball that was so cool. Mine was a really nice blue. Took that thing with me everywhere I went. It would just tune in the radio, listen to anything I could, and it was that kind of music right there. Clap for the Wolf Man. Takes me back. Hey, it's 50 degrees out there. Pretty darn nice. It feels really good. Now, we've got some cloud cover. We do have a chance of some more showers moving in later on this evening, probably right around sundown, around 8 o'clock. We could see some showers develop. And then tomorrow, just looks like things are going to get windy for us a bit. We could have some gusts whipping up. But it doesn't look too bad at all. Actually, good-looking weather ahead as we get closer to the weekend into the upper 70s to near 80. Well, that's great, Brian. Thanks for telling us that. But what we want to know is,
what day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
So glad I have a mute button in here. Today is the 4th. Of May. My dog Dante, my best friend, my poodle, turns 5 years old today. Happy birthday, Dante. You are about the, well, you, aside from, if I had grandkids, yeah, I did have some born during that time. Aside from the humans in my life, you are the most important person. Let's see, today is Bird Day. We honor our feathered friends on several holidays called Bird Day. This day celebrates birds of all kinds across North America. With over 2,000 species of birds, bird watchers and nature lovers just, they've got it made here with all the amount of beautiful birds we've got. And I talked about it the other day. My wife and I just love to sit and look out into our backyard and see the different birds that are going to arrive for us each day. They are real. And they're awesome. All right, let's see. We know that it is National Star Wars Day. A bunch of geeks came up with this long ago when they realized May 4th. Oh, may the 4th be with you. And then it caught on enough because we have enough of these people in the world that it's become a actual day. We have enough of them in the building. Now, I went to the Star Wars movies. I watched the first couple of them. I gave up on a bunch of them. I can't say I'm a Star Wars freak. I did like, you know, the initial ones. But just saying, ooh, there's a new addition to the Star Wars family, I'm not necessarily there. Are you a Star Wars geek?
I'm right with you where, you know, I'll watch them, but they're not like, I'm not a fanatic.
I'm not waiting for the news on what could happen next.
Exactly.
Or when it's done going, you know, that director really did a disservice to the planet of Tutanami. It's never... They've never had a flute player like that there. It's ridiculous. How are we supposed to find this believable? All right, it's also National Orange Juice Day. Orange juice, man, sometimes it is the absolute best thing that you're craving, just chug it. Other times it burns the hell out of the top of my mouth and my throat. Sometimes I get that bad orange juice burn, so I just quit using that and just went straight vodka. Today is National Interpreter Appreciation Day. You know, there's over 6,500 languages in the world, and on any given day, you could bump into somebody who's speaking one of them that you don't understand. I'm always amazed at people who are able to know mass amounts of languages. I think it is a great thing. Everyone should learn more than one. We should all learn several of them, but we're still trying to figure out the one we've got, because just read somebody's desk. Text, and you'll probably understand. Sorry. It's National Renewal Day. Provides an opportunity for new beginnings, like speech therapy or Hooked on Phonics for me. The dictionary says renewal is defined as the state of being made new, fresh, or strong again. The state of being renewed. We have that ability every morning when we wake up. to be renewed. We don't have to have yesterday matter. Every day is a new opportunity to be a new you, start a new beginning, and renew. Today is National Skilled Trades Day. I have always believed in trade schools and those type of things. Man, if you know what it is you want to do and you can dive into it and start getting educated in it and get internships in it and start to learn those things, man, it is absolutely fantastic. I mean, trades like healthcare, construction, manufacturing, industry, all those type of things, service categories as well. There's lots of them. Skilled Trade Day is today. Today is also National Bike to School Day. Oh, missed it. When I was a kid, we used to bike to school all the time. It was a different day. It was a different age. But there was that bike rack in front of the school was just full of bicycles. And man, my bike was my car when I was a kid. I was always on that thing. But kids, if you didn't do it today, do it tomorrow. But today was National Bike to School Day. Today is National Weather Observers Day. It provides a day for the people who enjoy watching and observing the weather. Now, I know that's how Cody Wilson got started with Denver and Front Range Weather, was he was a weather enthusiast. I have been since I was a kid. I am fascinated by storms. I'm fascinated by severe weather. I'm one who, when they say take cover, I want to run outside and see where it's coming from and all that. I just get off on it. And today is a day for those like me. It's National Weather Observers Day. Also today, it is National Candied Orange Peel Day. There ain't a damn thing you can do with an orange peel that makes sense to me except throw it away. Just even getting that fleshy stuff, if there's too much of it around the orange after I peel it, I got to go through and basically shave that down and get all the white crap off my orange as much as possible. You're nodding, Ryan.
Same way with bananas for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't have much of the peel on there at all. Doesn't work, but candied orange peels. Let's see. Celebrity birthdays today. A guy who, to me, has been the king of country since, well, George Strait is the king of country. But back in the 1980s, Randy Travis put country music onto the map. Country music at that time never had anybody getting gold or platinum records. People didn't sell a million copies of a country record. Randy Travis, as a young man in the 1980s, came in and brought this traditional sound to country music that somehow transferred over to younger demographics. Young people even thought country was cool as they were listening to Digging Up Bones and all these great Randy Travis classics. Randy turned 63 years old today, so happy birthday to him. The hilarious Anna Gasteyer, first remember her from Saturday Night Live, and now she's been on many shows, currently on the show American Auto. She is 55 years old today. Will Arnett, he's been in a lot of great things. Right now, I'm giggling at the series Murderville on Netflix, which stars Will Arnett. He was also the host of Lego Masters for a period of time and has been on so many movies. 52 years old today. Reporter Erin Andrews. She is incredible, and she is 44. She both hosted and competed on Dancing with the Stars, aside from all the great work she does with the NFL. Lance Bass, It was NSYNC, wasn't it? He was NSYNC. Yeah, not the Backstreet Boys. He was NSYNC. There he is standing with AJ from them. Okay, Lance Bass, picked the band. He's 43 years old today. Other birthdays, Dolly Parton's sister, Stella Parton, is 73 years old today, or some relative. I could have been wrong on the sister thing. Jackie Jackson of the Jacksons is 71 today. Singer-actor Pia Zadora turned 70. Mary McDonough from the Waltons is 61 years old today. Bassist Mike Dirnt of Green Day is 50 today. Contemporary Christian singer Chris Tomlin turns 50, and country singer Ray Lynn is 28 years old today. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. And I've said it many times, if you're looking for a place to go, check out the Branding Iron Bar and Grill in Pierce. Again, if you haven't been to the place in a while, check it out. They have made a lot of changes. They have fantastic food. The people there are just incredible. Go and look at that menu, man. I've got to get back there for some of the best barbecue I've tried anywhere. They're at 206 Main in Pierce. Pop in and see them today. The Branding Iron Bar and Grill. More Star Wars crap coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. It's the Good Afternoon Guy brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I'm that guy. I'm Brian Gary. Along with that other guy, Ryan Kelly, my producer, broadcasting live from the Allo Communications Studios. And we need to get to the important stuff. None of this, you know, heavy-hitting news crap. We need things like really bad Star Wars jokes. And let me just apologize for these before we even begin. Ryan, we need to just start to record some kind of disclaimer before I begin a joke-telling session that it could be painful and could cause nausea.
Yeah, among other things. Maybe some internal bleeding.
It's possible, yes. Yeah. I think it has the same effect as fake sugar or olestra, you know, those fake fats. I think it can give you chronic diarrhea as well.
Hair loss.
Hair loss, yeah. So just a warning before I dive into these. All right, this is from a website called Best Life, and since it is May the 4th be with you day, these are Star Wars jokes that I think only immense fans of Star Wars will get, appreciate, or even understand. What's the internal temperature of a Tauntaun?
I don't know.
Lukewarm. Somebody's laughing somewhere. All right. What did Darth Vader say when he walked into a vegetarian restaurant?
What'd he say?
I find your lack of steak disturbing.
Whoa.
I don't know where the... Okay. How does Wicket get around Endor?
Oh.
He walks.
Oh.
See, that one I kind of get.
Cute.
What do you call five Siths piled on top of a lightsaber?
What do you call it?
A Sith kebab.
I...
You felt that one was coming, didn't you?
I felt it in the forest, so to speak.
Where did Luke get his bionic hand?
No, no.
Duh, at the secondhand store. What do you call an invisible droid?
What?
C-3PO.
Oh.
Where do Gungans store their fruit preserves?
I don't know where.
Jar Jars. What do you call it when only one Star Wars character gives you a round of applause?
I don't know.
A Han Solo.
Oh.
That's a bad one. That's okay. Nope, that's just bad. How do you unlock doors on Cassiac?
Oh, no.
With a Wookiee.
Oh.
That must be where Chewbacca's from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. Which program do Jedi use to open PDF files?
Oh, no.
Adobe One Kenobi.
Oh.
That's not bad. Let's see. Oh, there's got to be something good in here. What did Obi-Wan tell Luke when his young apprentice was having a difficult time using chopsticks at the Chinese restaurant? What
did he say?
Use the forks, Luke. Okay. What do you get if you mix a bounty hunter with a tropical fruit?
Oh, no.
Mango Fett.
Oh.
It's really so bad. We got to finish on a good one, don't we?
I'd hope.
Why? We haven't started. Is BB hungry? No, BB ate. He was a little character, BB-8. He was kind of cute.
Love him.
All righty then. Have you tried the gluten-free Wookiee treats?
No.
No, but I heard they're a little chewy.
Oh,
that's worse. All right. We'll go with one more.
Please.
How does Darth Vader like his toast? On the dark side.
Slightly scorched.
Yeah. was there a better one to end on? No, I think it's just time to go. Okay. Here we go. What Jedi became a rock star?
Who?
Bon Jovi Juan Kenobi. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Northern Colorado's Voice. We'll be back on Northern Colorado's Voice, baby. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, my baby, she's a fussing and a cussing as I'm packing the truck.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK, 447 on your Wellness Wednesday. Welcome back to the show with the Good Afternoon Guy. We've been talking about Star Wars, of course. It's May the 4th Be With You Day. The new Obi-Wan Kenobi series is set to premiere on the 27th of this month. And then the entire Skywalker saga is coming to Disney Plus as well. So it seems like they always say this is the end, and then they always find another time to go to. Used to be really easy to figure out what order to watch Star Wars movies in. Like it was the order they were released. But no, not anymore. Because they keep jumping back in time and space as you don't know what order anything is. The USA Today had a list of, if you wanted to celebrate the day by watching the Star Wars, all of the types of things in it in order, that you'd have to go like this. All right, it started in the Clone Wars era, where you'd have to watch The Phantom Menace, then Attack of the Clones, Star Wars The Clone Wars, a film, then Star Wars The Clone Wars, 7 seasons of that, then Revenge of the Sith, and then Star Wars The Bad Batch. Then we enter the Dark Times, which include Solo, A Star Wars Story, then Obi-Wan Kenobi, Star Wars Rebels, 4 seasons of that. Then it moves into what is called the Galactic Civil War era. See, this is, again, you're losing me in the geekness of this whole thing. The Galactic Civil War era encompasses Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Star Wars A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Those I know. I'm familiar with those. Those were the ones I knew, at least The New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. But A New Hope was just called Star Wars, period. Then it goes into this weird New Republic era, where then it's The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, Star Wars Resistance, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and then The Rise of Skywalker. All right, so that's it. If you wanted to watch them in how they, like, chronologically go, that is the way you're supposed to do it. And that will take more than the 4th of May to get done. Or you could do what I'm planning on doing, say, screw it all and watch Spaceballs. All right? Just watch Mel Brooks' film Spaceballs with John Candy, I think, and all these other funny people in it. And there you can kind of see the whole series, just when Rick Moranis plays Dark Helmet and is just this tiny guy in a huge helmet, That is going to be more entertaining to me than watching all of these. So check it out. Celebrate the 4th of May however you must. But if you wanted to look at the Star Wars films in order, that's the way you do it. All right, coming up next, quick look at sports and what to expect right here tonight on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Good Afternoon Guys show. It is 4:54. We have almost done it. Get that Wednesday out of the way. Then it's on to Hump Day tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo celebrations. I'm ready. I'm ready for my margaritas. I'm ready for great food. I'm ready. And it's not just going to be tomorrow. We're going to be partying this all weekend long. There's no doubt about that. Cinco de Mayo, if it falls in the middle of the week, it's got to spread over a bit to the weekend. And traditionally, as always, Canelo Alvarez is going to be fighting as well. So that's always a fun time for me. I love watching him fight. So that's going to be good stuff. We're going to be off tomorrow because we'll be carrying the Colorado Rockies game. They've got a day game tomorrow. So we will not be in, but we'll be out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And I bet it's going to be a fun day at the ballpark as well tomorrow. Now, tonight, let's hope it's a good time for the Rockies. 6:40, they'll be taking on the Nationals again, who beat the hell out of them last night, 10-2. That day game on Thursday is at 1 o'clock. 1:10 will be first pitch on that. We've got a couple more left with the Nationals before we take off to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks on Friday. Last night in the NHL, we obviously know what happened with our Colorado Avalanche. They were incredible. Penguins, triple overtime win over the Rangers. What a great game. The Capitals really surprised the Panthers, who had the best record in all of hockey. Capitals beat them 4-2, and the Flames edged the Stars 1-0. Now, tonight in the NHL playoffs, the Bruins, who are up one game to zip on Carolina, is up one game to zip on the Bruins. Carolina at home again tonight, leading that series 1-0. The Tampa Bay Lightning and Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto took that opener. They're up one zip in this one, back at home tonight, game two against the Lightning. The Blues and the Wild, which I just think is going to be a really good series. Blues took game one on the road against Minnesota, game two tonight. And the Edmonton Oilers, who I thought were going to roll, end up getting beaten by the Kings, game two in Edmonton, coming your way tonight. Now, the NBA playoffs. Last night, the Bucks beat they got beat bad, and I thought the Celtics didn't have a chance. The Bucks had been looking so powerful and was smart being out. I did not think the Celtics would do it, but they showed Tatum and the rest of that team. They've got some great players. They rebounded nicely and tied the series with the Bucks and the Grizzlies. With another amazing performance, they come through, 47 points from Morant last night? That's just flat-out amazing. He was 5 of 12 from the free three-point line as well. So Warriors are tied up in that one against the Grizzlies. Tonight, the 76ers and the Heat. Miami is ahead 1-0 in this series. Game 2 goes on tonight. And then later on TNT, the Mavericks and the Suns in Game 2. Suns had really ruled the West throughout the year. Their record was just incredible, but they will take on the Mavericks tonight, and that will be coming your way at 8 o'clock. But right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, I hope you'll stick around, because Brett Hendricks will be joining me, and this is episode 2 of our brand new show that we're playing here on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show. We like to feature local artists, give them that chance that used to happen at old time radio when it was local people alive in a building. We're trying to recreate that by having local people alive in a building. And we're going to have Brett Hendricks joining. Guest today is going to be Ashton Lee. This is going to be a good time. And I look forward to listening to that music and having that conversation. That will come your way at the top of the hour at 5 and every Wednesday at 5 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. Have a wonderful evening. Have a great day tomorrow. And my producer, Ryan Kelly, and I will talk to you Friday at 3 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.